Okay, well here I am, finally made it all the way to Norway. I'm up in some wonderful mountains and I'm going to go meet Harald, the man who's made an incredible discovery. And we're going to go and find out about this discovery and we're going to see a bit of Norway. So let's go and find Harald. Finally made it all the way to Norway. Thank you for inviting me into your home.
My pleasure.
First of all, whereabouts are we in Norway?
Well, we're about in the middle of southern Norway in a valley called Østerdalen, which means the East Valley.
Right, okay, so we seem to be surrounded by a lot of mountains.
Yes.
It's a very picturesque place.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's really part of the most mountainous part of Norway.
And I understand that you had a remarkable, very strange upbringing, really, you know, compared to most people.
You might say that. My father was in the diplomatic corps, so we travelled all over the world, really, staying about 3 years in each place.
You've lived in Norway now for a good number of years. You're a true blood Viking. This thing that you've uncovered, I mean, I find it absolutely remarkable, not least of which because of the links into serpent worship, things that are close to my own heart, but because it's actually a physical and tangible thing. But what led you to make this discovery?
Well, to tell the truth, that's rather funny. I was just looking for a place to spend my vacation. So always wanted to visit the Round Church in Trondheim, and I got the map out, and okay, I looked at Trondheim. Then I suddenly remembered that there was another Round Church in Norway, which made it also quite exciting. So, and that was rather at the bottom of the map in a city called Tønsberg. And then I put out a ruler just for the sake of it, just to see how far they were apart. And when I put the ruler on the map, I saw, to my amazement, that they were actually on exactly the same longitude.
Really?
So from there on, I said, hey, I have to have a little closer look at this.